According to the UN Refugee Agency, an estimated 68.5 million individuals are currently displaced by force worldwide. With no end in sight to conflict and violence in the world's main refugee homelands, integration into host communities is instrumental in allowing newcomers to rebuild their lives in peace and dignity. Cities in America like Minneapolis, Columbus, Ohio, and San Diego, for example, are a few hotspots for new refugee arrivals. Labor market participation is key to integration of this community, with clear positive outcomes for both integrated individuals and their new host communities. Although paid employment generally remains the key means of migrant labor market participation, entrepreneurship, namely the act of starting a new business, is another path towards economic integration, with significant potential benefits to both the entrepreneur and the host community. But with current trends suggesting that 60% of all small businesses failing within the first 3 years, it is crucial to explore what possible barriers affect the entrepreneurial success of immigrant populations, such as those residing in San Diego. One community we can look at is the Somali refugee population located in San Diego. This study was to identify the barriers to entrepreneurial success experienced by Somali female entrepreneurs located in City Heights. In the likelihood of unemployment, many have speculated that immigrants have followed the route of entrepreneurialism to bridge the gaps of inequalities experienced in host communities. A focus was made on barriers that were affecting Somali women, particularly from succeeding in creating sustainable growth in their business, namely barriers related to gender, race, and religion. The study utilized both a qualitative and a quantitative research methodology, administering 20 questionnaires to Somali female entrepreneurs who were chosen based on their differing enterprises. The predominant barriers found to affect Somali female entrepreneurs were gender and religion. This report further highlights a need to address how English is taught to non-English speakers, especially those who did not have early years access to education. All participants mentioned that there was a lack of solid business network of their own peers. This indicated a need to integrate and to create more networking opportunities for Somali women. An example for comparison can be drawn from the City Heights United Women of East Africa organization, who specialize in catering and creating experiences in catering for women in the community. Thank you.